took to, you know, shave that last little half second off there to get underneath a minute there.
I just knew that there was people coming right behind me, and I knew I just needed to keep going no matter what. Even with the wind, I just knew I needed to kick and go.
Does that wind kind of take your breath away in the home?
Yeah. The wind is, it's killer, but I just have to push through it.
What does this do for, you know, your goals for state? You know, you're under a minute now. Where do you go from here?
I knew under my minute was a goal, so now I'm just going to keep lowering my goal every time and just keep pushing it down until I get them.
What do you think, where do you point to in your training this season? You know, what really kind of clicked that where you started to see times really dropping in this event?
Well, I knew last year I went down at the district meet, so I knew I just need to keep pushing at practice. I train outside of practice, so I knew I just needed to keep pushing to get this goal. And my teammates pushing me too as well.
Great job, good.
You're set to have a lot of Grundy Center qualifiers down at the state meet. Team-wise, I mean, what does that mean to you guys to know that you're going to have a chance to do a whole bunch of damage down there, you know?
It means a lot because we all want it together. It's not just like we all as a team want it, and we just push together and work every practice to get better.
Can you elaborate on what it is about your guys' training that puts you guys in position to, you know, perform you well, you know, at these kinds of meet down the stretch of the season, you know?
We do a bunch of, like, outside of work. We lift. We do, like, in the summer we have our training. We do, like, other workouts besides lifting. And then when we come out here, we just always are putting in our best work.
All right. What other events are you in here tonight, or is this it?
I'm still in 4x1 and 4x4 left.
What are you guys looking to do there? What's it going to take to, you know, hopefully make it to state in those?
Well, in 4x1, we're all really close in time there again. We just know, got to have good handoffs to push. And our 4x4, we keep bumping the time down every meet, and we just keep going and pushing no matter what.
All right, Grundy Center's Maddie Hendershot, champion here in the 400-meter dash, sub 1 minute. Congrats on going to state.
Thank you.